We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Really terrible song to start out the 5 o'clock hour. I mean, what are we doing here? It's the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Can talk a little gambling with Bezola. What an awful song choice.
Since when is Rio Speedwagon not a great song choice?
Who is this?
REO Speedwagon. That's funny.
Huh?
Rio Speedwagon.
That's Rio Speedwagon.
That's an excellent joke right there. Rob Pizzola's on the line. May have hung up. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Don't text in for the code word. Where's the code word? We don't do it in the 5 o'clock hour. It goes 8 a.m. till 4 p.m. Your next chance to win $1,000 tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. All right. We'll head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. And he doesn't pay us to come on. We don't pay him to come on. We enjoy talking gambling with him. He was 4-2 last week, kind of, because I told you he had a lot of exposure on the Patriots. Yeah. But he did have more winners than losers last week. So let's talk with Rob Pizzola. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Mark.
How'd you like that intro?
I mean, this is the drive time hour, is it not? Like, people are going to fall asleep on the way home if you play intro songs like that.
Yeah, terrible choice by Solana there, who's been killing it, really, for many days in a row now. But that was a swing and a miss on that one. How about this? In the last segment, you used to do radio, right, Rob?
I did, yes.
In the last segment, Crowder missed it. He missed the entire segment. He left after the segment for commercials. And then he got wrapped up in whatever he was doing, just hobnobbing around the office. And then I did another segment before you came on. He never got back here for it.
I can't say I've never seen that happen before, to be completely honest with you. And I used to produce someone who smoked marijuana at every commercial break and still made it back in time to start the next segment.
Yeah, Crowder smokes marijuana at every break, does not make it back in time.
I can do that!
I think one day soon you will be able to.
I missed the memo.
I think one day soon. All right, now, how exposed were you on the Patriots in their game last Saturday night? Because I remember when you came on with us, you said you love the Patriots. You love the Patriots over. You love the game over. You thought Tannehill, you know, first time in an NFL playoff game, the trends were against him. Was that a tough one for you Saturday night?
It was. I mean, Saturday was a really mixed bag for me because you had the early game, which was Houston-Buffalo. I played Houston. I played the under in that game. And then I played the over in the second half. All three of those hit. And then I pretty much gave it all away at night because I did have the Patriots and I did have the over in the game as well. So it was kind of a wash for me. I mean, that over was looking really good at halftime, 14-13 at the half, and then no points in the entire second half. But it is what it is. It's the NFL. I mean, it happens, but certainly I was pretty exposed on that game on Saturday night, and it could have been a really good day.
All right, let's get some picks for you. Florida Panthers, they host Vancouver tonight at the BB&T Center. We were talking with Plagans in the last hour. Panthers lost to the Coyotes Tuesday night. What chance, you're a math guy, what chance do you put the Panthers making the playoffs at?
I have them about 38% right now to make the playoffs. So they're more likely to miss than to make it, which is really surprising, to be completely honest, because going into the year, you look at the Florida Panthers on paper, it's a pretty good team. I thought they upgraded their coaching. It's really been the goaltending that's let them down, and I don't have the answer to why it is. Sergei Bobrovsky was a very, very good goalie before coming to Florida, but he seems to have lost it this year. And subsequently, it leaves them with a really tough avenue to the playoffs, especially because the Eastern Conference is so good. You look at top to bottom in the East, there are so many teams that could legitimately win the Stanley Cup, and that's just such a tough avenue for them. So, Yeah, right around the 40% mark. I mean, 2/5 of the time they'll make it this year.
Man, that is such a bummer, because Crowder and I have been saying this week, this is where I'm finally starting to get nervous about them, because I thought they were a lock for the playoffs, but they just can't seem to get a winning streak going. And, you know, you just, I don't know. What about the Panthers tonight? Panthers are a little bit of a favorite tonight, hosting Vancouver. They're minus 145.
Yeah, and they just got some good news in that game. About 2 minutes ago, the Canucks announced that they're starting their backup goalie tonight, Thatcher Demko, which is a significant downgrade from Jacob Markstrom, who is their starting goalie and who's been very good this year. So you'll probably see a little bit of money trickle in on Florida over the course of the next half an hour or an hour. Personally, I don't like the game. I mean, I obviously lean to Florida now with the goaltending situation for Vancouver, whereas I lean to Vancouver prior to that announcement, but it's not a game that I'm playing tonight. Panthers should win, but Vancouver lost to Tampa Bay 9-2 the other night. And that was not a game that Vancouver played particularly bad in. They just got really unlucky, and when Tampa gets hot, they can score in bunches. So you probably get maximum effort out of the Canucks tonight, which will be a challenge. You know, a team giving up 9 goals will probably, you know, really play hard defense tonight. But ultimately, I do think Florida's going to win.
Rob Bizzola, he's a professional sports gambler in the great nation of Canada. Worth taking any kind of flyer on the Miami Heat to win the East, or Miami Heat as NBA champions? Like, I haven't looked at what the odds are now for NBA futures, but is it any notion of doing something like that?
Yeah, I checked this morning for NBA futures. I see Miami around some books 18-1, some 20-1 to win the NBA championship, which to me is not worth a bet. When we're talking about stuff around 20-1, we're talking about a 5% chance to win the NBA championship. There's probably only a handful of teams in the league that actually have greater than a 5% chance to win the NBA title. That's just the reality of it. And the Heat aren't one of them. I mean, the Heat are probably 1% to 2% at best. So personally, anything can happen. It's pro sports. We've seen upsets happen before, obviously. But I just don't, you know, I can't advocate a bet at that number.
All right, let me get some picks for you for the NFL playoffs this weekend. Saturday, early game, 49ers, 7-point favorites hosting the Vikings.
Yeah, I'll complete disclosure, full disclosure here. I bet the 49ers -6.5. I would not bet them at 7. So 6.5 was my cutoff. Now, what scares me about the 49ers, I talked about this last week, the quarterbacks making their first playoff start. We go back to 2000, the numbers aren't good. It was 1-2 against the spread last week. The only winner was Ryan Tannehill, and he threw for 72 yards in that game. So quarterbacks historically in their first playoff start do not fare well, and this is Jimmy Garoppolo's first playoff start. But with that said, the reason I bet the 49ers and why I like them is because people look at them in the second half of the year and they say, wow, the 49ers, they kind of faltered down the stretch. They had a lot of holes. But the reality is you look at what they had in the second half of the year, and it was a ton of injuries. For a while, they were missing both of their starting tackles on the offensive line. George Kittle was out. Their entire secondary missed time. Dee Ford was out. Quan Alexander was out. This is a fully healthy team this week. Everyone is expected to play, including Quan Alexander, who was expected to be shut down for the entire season. This is the 49ers as if they're playing the opening game of the season, and I think that is a very complete football team. And when you look at the Vikings, yeah, it's impressive they won in New Orleans, but the reality is everything went right for Minnesota in that game. They needed overtime to win. If they lose the coin flip, maybe they don't even win in overtime there. So personally, I think this is a bit of a short number, but 7 is tough to swallow. I mean, maybe we'll see a 6.5 again at some point, possibly. And if you do, jump all over it. I wouldn't bet it at 7 if I didn't have it at 6.5.
Do you buy it down to 6.5 if you want to bet the game? I don't know how you feel about buying a half point.
You don't. And the reason why is because the sportsbook is charging you more than that half point is actually worth. So in the reality, you're actually better off taking -7 than buying down to 6.5 at what the sportsbook is charging you.
How about the late game on Saturday? The Ravens are 9.5-point favorites over the Titans.
I don't think this is a favorable matchup for Tennessee. I think the Ravens are going to kill them this week. I would lay the 9.5. I just don't see the Titans having the personnel on defense to stop this Ravens offense. I mean, no one's really been able to shut down Baltimore this season, but you look at the Titans front 7 on defense, I just don't think they can contain Lamar Jackson in any capacity. And when you look at what the Titans are successful at, it's running the ball. And they did that last week against New England. Guess what? They ran for a ton of yardage, and they still only scored 14 points, because the reality is, in the NFL, if you can't pass the ball, you're going to have problems. And the reality of this game is that Baltimore is going to score, and score effects are going to take over. And that means that Baltimore is leading throughout the course of the game. Tennessee has to throw the ball more. That just doesn't work in their advantage because the Ravens have a very good secondary with Marcus Peters there, Jimmy Smith, who came back from injury midseason. Earl Thomas is anchoring that secondary at safety as well. And then you add in the coaching factor as well. John Harbaugh, to me, is currently the best coach in the NFL. He has the best understanding of any coach of when to go for it, when to punt, when to kick a field goal. He just knows how to manage a game. He gets an extra week to prepare for a team that is much worse. I think the Ravens are going to blow out the Titans this week. I like them -9.5.
How about Sunday, the early game, Kansas City Chiefs, 9.5-point favorites over the Texans?
Yeah, also full disclosure on this one. I bet the over at 49.5. It's up to 51 right now. There's probably still a little bit of value there, but I mean, if I was betting it at this point, it'd be a very, very small play. I love the Kansas City Chiefs just in general as a football team. I think if it's KC Baltimore next week, the Chiefs are really going to give them a run for their money in Baltimore. Now, we go back to earlier in the year. Houston did beat Kansas City by a touchdown. Deshaun Watson had 3 touchdowns in that game, 280 yards passing. But when you look at that game very, you know, a lot deeper, the Chiefs were down 2 offensive linemen. Sammy Watkins is injured. Chris Jones, who has been one of the best interior defenders in the NFL this season, was also injured in that game. So I'm throwing it out the window because the Chiefs are decimated by injuries. The real question here is, can the Texans' defense this week hold up against the Chiefs' offense? I don't think they can. Aside from J.J. Watt and Justin Reed, who's been pretty strong at safety this season, the Texans don't have any other above-average defenders, and now they're going to have to defend Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, coming off a bye week. They'll have some extra wrinkles in their offense. I just don't see it happening. The reality is, last week, you look at that game against Buffalo, if Josh Allen wasn't a completely incompetent quarterback, they're scoring 30 points easily because they can move the ball up and down the field there. So KC's going to score in this game. I'm not in love with laying 9.5 because Deshaun Watson can certainly backdoor a touchdown here. If I'm going to play it now, it's either over 51 or I'm going to look at the KC team total over, which is pretty high as well. But I do see the Chiefs scoring a lot of points.
All right. And then the late game on Sunday, Packers at home, 4.5-point favorites over the Seahawks.
I almost bet the Seahawks this week. This is the underdog that I do like of the entire board. Now, typically this week in the NFL, it's very tough for underdogs because they had to play last week, and now they're playing teams that have significant home field advantages that are coming off a bye week. So I almost played Seattle, and I'm scrolling through my Twitter feed this week, and I don't know if you guys have seen this video from last week's game where Russell Wilson goes to the sideline, and he says to Brian Schottenheimer, "What kind of plays are you calling here? Every time you call play action, it works, and we're running the ball for some reason." And this is the problem with betting the Seattle Seahawks, is the coaching staff is completely incompetent. And I know a lot of people give Pete Carroll credit for them having won, you know, a Super Bowl. The reality is Russell Wilson carries this team. And it's just very tough for me when I'm not getting a lot of points at the Seattle Seahawks. Now, I don't buy into the Green Bay Packers either. I think they're a fraud. With their record this year, they played more like a 9-7 team than a 13-3 team. So it's just one of those games that, honestly, I don't like either of these sides. I think either of these teams is going to lose if they get to the NFC Championship game, regardless of whether it's Minnesota or San Fran. I'm going to be on the sidelines for this one, possibly looking for some sort of live betting angle. I'd love for the Packers to get up a couple touchdowns. The Seahawks are forced to throw the ball. I can bet them live in that situation. But aside from that, I'm not touching anything pregame.
All right, real quick because we're out of time. Rob Pizzola, you can follow him on Twitter, at Rob Pizzola. He's a professional sports gambler. Real quick, give us 3 random bets, your choice. I may have taken all the games.
No problem. I'm going back to my roots because we don't have any more NFL to talk about. The Cleveland Cavaliers play the Detroit Pistons tonight. Anyone who's listened over the course of last year, Andre Drummond is the center of the Detroit Pistons. He is the jump ball god.
I know what you're going to say here. Pistons to get the jump.
Pistons score first. That's it. Pistons score first. Bet it. Any sports book, I know they're favored, -135, -145, -150. They should be -190 to score first tonight because they are very likely to get the first possession with Andre Drummond jumping against Tristan Thompson. Tristan Thompson, career jump balls, 33%. So I like the Pistons to score first.
I'm with it.
Yeah, I like that. All right, what else you got?
Okay, Serie A soccer on Saturday. Alex Darno's favorite team in action, Inter and Atalanta. I'm betting the over. There's going to be goals in this game. These teams play super fast. They'll trade chances. I like the Asian handicap, which is 2.75 over. That means that if you bet the Asian handicap, half your bet is going on over 2.5, half your bet's going on over 3. That's the way I'd play it. But these teams scored a ton of goals. And Inter, for a team that was priding itself on defense, they've given up goal in 10 of their last 13 matches as well. So over in Inter and Atalanta.
And finally, your third one.
Okay, this one's going to be a future. I do like to do this every now and then. Last year, if you remember, we took a flyer on Texas Tech early in the year to win the NCAA championship. That was a really good bet. They got to the finals. This year, I'm going to recommend Butler at 25-1 because no one's paying attention to Butler. The Big East is actually good this year. From top to bottom, there are no weak teams. This is a better conference than the ACC this year. Butler, to me, is a real contender. They have a great defense. They've played a decent schedule already, and they've beaten good teams, Minnesota, Purdue, Florida. Their only loss so far, 1-point loss at Baylor, and they shot the ball horribly in that game. I think this team is going to be a 2 seed in the tournament this season, and you're getting 25-1 on them right now, which is absurd value for a 2 seed. So bet on Butler.
All right, there you go. Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler. Butler, bet him now to win March Madness. Take the over in the Inter-Atalanta game on Saturday and take the Pistons to score first tonight in their game against the Cavs. In the NFL playoffs Saturday, he likes the 49ers -6.5, not at 7. He likes the Ravens laying the points on Saturday night. Sunday, he likes the Kansas City Houston over 49.5. Pass on the Packers Seahawks game. Nothing tonight on the Florida Panthers Vancouver game. Okay, you can only give the answer here. No explanation. Is chicken a traditional breakfast meat?
No.
Okay, thank you very much.
What does traditional mean,
Rob? No, I just said that he can't give any explanation.
Because, no, you're going to box him out because traditional breakfast means nothing. What does that mean?
He speaks English. Well,
what does that mean?
If I have to give you an example of a traditional breakfast meat, I'd say bacon or ham.
Of course. A pork.
Like chicken. A pork. Chicken for breakfast.
Of course.
Oh, so chicken don't wake up early enough?
Of course. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Rob.
What a pig.
Listen, the man gave an answer.
The man gave an answer. Pigs are up with the birds, huh?
The man gave an answer. I don't think it matters
early
when the
pig gets the worm.
I don't think it matters when the animal wakes up, by the way.
They're not going to be awoke if you're eating them.
Secondly, who has a historically better collegiate football program, the University of Miami Hurricanes or the Florida Gators?
Oh, that's a tough one because they both had such great periods of success. I'm going to say Miami.
Aha! Yes, sir! Thank you very much. Rob Pizzola.
40 years ago, Rob.
He starts the week 2-0.
40 years ago.
He starts the week 2-0. I love it. Chicken, not a traditional breakfast right? meat. And Miami has a historically better college football program.
Andy Gustafson.
God bless you, Rob. We love you.
All right, guys. Enjoy the games this week.
Thank you very much.
Lou Saban.
Rob Pizzola. That was excellent. That couldn't have worked out any better. That was not planned. I loved it.
I'll be texting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.